are there any physical limitations on Aaron Murray because of his knee?
I mean, he's we've been keeping a close eye on it. Rick's keeping a close eye. He's done everything up to this point. He went through today's work. And it'll keep getting stronger as he goes. And this was good because this was the first time there was a pass rush on him. So he had to move around a little bit. You got to see his movement ability. You have to do that in the National Football League. You got to do it out here. So for these camps. So he did that, and he did some nice things with that.
Andy, how can any player out here stand out and make an impression?
Well, we're playing, right? So literally give them everybody an opportunity. We don't care who – we might suit you up. You come out, boom, we put you in, and then we let you go and cut you loose. So if you got some talent, we're noting that down. We're evaluating you every play, every day. We go up and we have a staff meeting. We go through that and get all the answers for the personnel guys, all the things we see in the players that they've given us. So they have five practices to do it, and we go.
We see a lot of practice squad guys from last year out here too. What kind of goes into that decision? Do you ask those guys to come, or do they volunteer to come?
Well, no, there's a this is a mandatory rookie minicamp. Well, I shouldn't even say it's really not a mandatory rookie. I'm not sure anything's mandatory anymore other than that last one, but this is the rookie minicamp.
Okay.
So the guys that were here last year, certain guys are able to come to it. We ask them to come to it, and they come.
Was there any communication with Tyler Bray? Like, did you guys ask him to come through?
No, he can't. Yeah, he can't do it. Kelsey can't do it. Okay. I mean, there's some
Thomas
of the
guys can't do it.
No. They have all kinds of rules on IR, when you go on IR. Though, I mean, the whole – so these were – all the guys that are out here were guys that were invited. I mean, they all came.
Okay. Andy, what's Anthony Thomas's schedule after this camp here?
He has to go back. Okay. So the next time he'll be with us is that last mandatory minicamp.
Okay. So all the OTAs.
All the OTAs is out. So he and Eric Bieniemy work closely every day and go over stuff either by Skype or, you know, however they work it and talk, communicate.
How much work kind of setback is that for him?
Well, we'll see. I mean, right now he was able to do everything today, and he's actually holding on to what we've given him pretty good. So we'll see.
How much work has he gotten in and preparing a slot receiver? I mean,
yeah, he's done that before. I mean, and we're using him here. You saw we had him all over the place. So that's what we're going to do with him. Brad and Eric are kind of working with him. Brad's doing a little bit with the spread stuff, you know, and that. And then Eric does stuff with him from the backfield and split out things. So,
what'd you see from Aaron Murray today on the deep pass? Had a couple picked off there. Anything specific you saw they needed to work on? Was just throwing into bad coverage?
Yeah, well, I think you probably know this. I mean, it's a. There's a little bit of rush in his face, and he's moving, and he's got new receivers, and there are a bunch of different things that go into that. I know you study it quite a bit, so you have an idea about that. I mean, that's a tough thing. So,
it's hard to tell without pads or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, once you get in and you get guys that know what they're doing 100%, I mean, these guys don't always know who to pick up, so you got a guy right in your face, and you got to kind of move. I understand. I mean, I get that. I got it. I mean, you guys look at all that. So, I mean, you know. We got a lot of new bodies in here that we've crammed things into their brain in one day, you know, and then we had a blitz period and everything else, so it's a tough thing. I mean, it's crazy how that works.
Well, because of that, it's like you got this a minute ago with the draft picks all signing. I mean, the CBA has changed a little bit. What kind of relief is that for you as a coach, knowing there's not going to be any holdouts anymore?
Yeah. I mean, I love that part of it. I do. I'm sure there's some other – from a coaching standpoint, that's a good thing.
Yeah. What about the Canadian tackle? The Canadian tackle, what about the Canadian tackle?
Are you speaking French? You're speaking a little French.
Yeah.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour.
I didn't hear the whole question. Give it to me one more time.
What about the Canadian hit tackle?
Yeah, no, he's doing a nice job. Yeah, very nice job. I'm partial to those guys from McGill.
Hey, you want to
see Therese and then Herbie.
Hey, when you draft a guy in the first round, you want to get him in the camp and see how they do. It's just, I know no pads or whatever, but it's nice to see D Ford bend the corner and do all the things you guys were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, he did a nice job today. You get to see how explosive he is. Again,
yeah.
You know, we're not in pads right here, so, but he did a good job.
Last one, Herbie.
The two undrafted free agent wide receivers, Darrell Surgeon, Albert Wilson, what do you need to see out of them for them to really stand out?
Yeah, well, they need opportunities, just more and more and more. And then they're doing some things that they you know, they've done some things up to this point where they where you get an idea. You get to see them run their routes. Once we start loading them up with things, how they retain that. So.